You know, I always look at like commitment. It's the number one core value for any relationship, right? So whether it's to be a business partner or your wife, she may have all kinds of strengths. I may have all kinds of weaknesses. We may complement each other. But if we're committed to one another, you know, we will never leave. And I think that's what I see in businesses. Why do people fail? Why do businesses fail? I'm Mark Haney, and I'm here with my main man, Marcus Haney. He is the Marine Entrepreneur. This show is all about entrepreneurship. How you doing today, Marcus? You hanging or banging, buddy?
I am doing phenomenal. I'm in a great mood. I am banging. Have some really good stuff for Haney Industrial Supply on the forefront, so just motivated.
Love
excited
it.
To be here.
Yeah, when we're banging, we are at our very best opportunity, and when we're hanging, we are in relaxed mode. Both of those two opportunities are outstanding. But you know what happens when we get caught in between? That's no fun,
what,
right?
What do you call that again?
I call that hesitation mode, right? You're in between, man. You're not at your best. You are not in the zone. I don't know. What do you call it?
No man's land is probably pretty accurate.
Yes.
I think they call that in World War II when you were out there trying to stuck in between you and your enemy, right?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Well, you know what? If you're going to be at your very best, at least for a guy like me, I like to have someone by my side here on our radio program. You are always by my side, Marcus, and we're partners in this thing, but you are driving, building this industrial supply business. I've got, a couple dozen businesses that I own or am invested in, and I've got business partners in virtually all of mine because I don't like to be alone, but here you are. You're a lone ranger. You got
I'm
your
partnerless.
Own business.
What's up with that?
Why? Why have you decided to go be solopreneur? Well, here I am. I've got to have partners in everything that I do.
It's probably because you're a little wiser than I am, and I've been down the road a little bit. But truthfully, I am at a place where I'm looking for the right business partner for my business. I've tried a couple things before that quite haven't worked out the way I thought they were going to work. I've had some partners haven't really panned out, so I'm a little bit nervous, I guess. I'm a divorcee, I don't know if I want to get back in that bed.
Hey, it's a lot like marriage when you get into business with somebody, and you got to be careful who you get into bed with, right? Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it could be an 18-year thing. You never know.
Okay. So we'll get into your personal life so much other than, this is a business show. We're entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. You know, it's one entrepreneur at a time. Hopefully somebody can take a piece of our story and hopefully it helps them. Maybe it's an educational piece. Maybe it's an inspirational piece. Maybe it's what not to do. Am I right?
Well, no doubt. I mean, I think it's an interesting dichotomy that you look at me as a solopreneur. I've got myself set up in an interesting way that I don't necessarily need a partner at this particular time. But I'm wondering why you have so many partners and what that's done for you and your business and its acceleration.
Well, for me, my partners have been everything to me in business and in building businesses. I think some of our listeners know that, you know, I've built a number of companies, had some successful exits, and they would not have done anything without my business partner, starting with my little brother from my paper route times into what I'm doing today. So really, I would be nowhere. One of the things I like to say is weaknesses waste time, and I'm one of those guys that doesn't have all that much talent, so I try to put people who have talent in my life. I don't want to, that way I can focus on what I'm good at, which is really throwing a party that people love to come to. So for me, it's everything. And I think it's been the key to any success that I might've had.
Well, it's interesting for me to look at, you have a particular business partner, though, who will not be named. You've had on your team since 1988, the year I was born. You have a teammate on your team that sits right below your office.
Yes, one
I've been
of
here
our
for 30 years. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean,
one of my
tell me about that.
Employees, right, has been with me a long time. And a lot of times we look at, I think, our employees as almost like business partners. But I think people, you sort of wrestle with, do I have a business partner or do I just hire teammates? You know, you're probably wrestling with that now because realistically, if you're going to get a divorce as a business partner, you know, that can be a pretty ugly breakup at times. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough not to have have any of those super ugly breakups in my life at the business level or at the in the marriage level. And, you know, I've been sort of lucky that way. But, you know, I've had some exits with my business partners. We've sold companies and parted ways, but it's always been after a win of some kind. So I've been kind of fortunate in that standpoint. But you know what? It's not always that way. I think sometimes we have business partners, and what I've seen in, you know, with this show, I've met a lot of people who have actually gone out of business because the business partners could not get along. Just like a family can be completely disruptive if mom and dad can't get along. It's very similar.
I guess that's why me and Ashley haven't gone into business together, right?
Your sister? Yeah. We don't want you guys killing each other.
Yeah,
absolutely. But... yeah, there's bad combos, there's good combos, right? You think about like Steve Jobs and Wozniak, Jobs Wozniak, right? Or the Wright brothers, or, you know, so many, Hewlett Packard, right? So many times it's a 1 + 1 = 3 or a heck of a lot more, whereby Jobs, he didn't have all the technical background of Wozniak, you know, they complemented each other and were able to build something really incredible.
When do you think is a good time? I mean, just from a guy like me, taking my perspective, when is a good time to take on a business partner like that in your business life cycle?
I don't think there's ever a wrong time or a right time. I think it's sort of up to you. I think it's when you find the right person, though.
Okay.
I think for me, as I think about, you know, bringing on a business partner, how do I approach that? I start with the overarching, you know, weaknesses waste time. So I want to put people in my life that complement my strengths. And, you know, you were a baseball guy, Marcus. I was a little bit of a baseball guy as well.
You're a hell of a coach.
Hell of a coach. I played high school baseball, big deal. But there's something, as you know, called a 5-tool baseball player. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think I know a couple of those guys.
Right. They hit for average. They've got speed. They've got arm strength. They've got fielding. And they hit for power, right? It's the 5-tool business partner. Finding people to put in your life that have all these talents, it's not easy. But you know what? Sometimes it's more than talent, right? And so when I look at a business partner, I have this 5-tool thing that I look at for building businesses as well and getting business partners. And, you know, it starts with, number one, I look for somebody who is a rock star.
Okay. What does that mean? So you say a rock star. I mean, I'm looking at, is that Bon Jovi? Are they can play an instrument? What do you think?
Every entrepreneur is a little bit different. If I'm looking for an entrepreneurial partner, you know, I want somebody in my life that that can make the molecules move. If you think about the lead singer of a rock band, right? They it may be a little country. They may be a little bit rock and roll, but they all have one thing in common. They make you want to get up and move around a little bit. And not everybody has that. So if I'm, you know, I've got all these partners. And when I initially meet somebody, I sort of see whether I like them or not, right?
Right.
Can they motivate me? Because at this stage of my life, Marcus, here I am. You know, I'm on the back half. I'm on the back nine right now. It's got to be fun, right? And I think even for a guy like you, you got to make it fun. You want somebody who can not only make the molecules move out there with the customers and suppliers and employees and that kind of thing, but you want somebody who can inspire you. So I would say, you know, the first thing I look at is rock star potential, right? And second thing I look at is the hunger level, right? I like to be in business with somebody who's hungry.
How can you decipher whether they're hungry or not on a day one or an interview? I mean, because you think you talk about a business partner or a long-term employee being sort of a marriage. It's like, okay, hey, you date for a while before you get that. And, but if you're looking to bring on some stud to change the trajectory of your business, isn't it a little challenging to pinpoint their skill set and how long or how long they're going to be able to support you or be that rock star business partner you're looking for?
The hunger level is really tough to measure in an interview or a meeting. You know, you go out and you meet somebody at a networking event. You know, it's tough to really see how hungry they are. But you ever seen a dog that loves to fetch, Marcus, right? You got the tennis ball out there and you're throwing it and they'll go get it and they come back, do it again, over and over and over. And after a half hour or so, your arm's getting tired, there's saliva all over the ball, and you're like, oh, God. I want to partner up with dogs like that, right?
Gotcha.
People that just will go over and over and over again. And you know what? I don't think you can discover that from, you know, just petting a dog, right? You have to know that dog. You have to have seen that happen. You know, the audio doesn't always match the video in many cases. So if I interview somebody or I meet somebody and they're talking a good game, that doesn't mean that they're going to work their butt off and go over and over and over again. But I think you can do that over time, as you know people, and as I think as you, references are huge, right? Getting to know people who know your work habits and ethics and things like that, those can be discovered over time.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me, for those entrepreneurs out there listening to the show, that maybe growing a business partner from within might be a good strategy of finding or sifting through the right talent level to bring on to say, oh, hey, that guy's kicking rear end. We should bring him on as a partner to maybe give him some more incentive type thing to be more dove into the business and not leaving at 5 o'clock yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, the Flintstone founder, not my favorite, but yeah, absolutely. So track record is huge. Knowing that track record, feeling confident in that track record. The other thing I look at, rockstar, one tool, hungry, second tool, third tool I look for is really the self-awareness factor, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you meet somebody, there's some people you meet, Marcus, I don't know if you've ever seen this, they talk all about themselves, and they go on and on and on, and you're sort of waiting for them to it's like pull a string and they talk forever. You know those type of people?
Yes.
I'm that way once in a while, and that's okay, but some people, they're just not self-aware. Right, they don't know who they're talking to, when they're talking, when it's the right time to be open-minded,
right,
when it's the right time to be listening, and when it's the right time to share your point of view. So I like to know people who, or I like to partner with people who have that kind of self-awareness. Right, they're open-minded, but they know what they're good at, and they're humble enough to know what they're not so good at.
Yeah, okay, and then surround yourself with those people that are good at the stuff that you're not so good at, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Makes basic, perfect
sense.
Basic sense, right?
Yeah, right? But those things are just like self-awareness is huge. I think self-awareness is one of the big keys to any success, whether it be a business partner or even just for yourself.
Well, how do you go about doing that, right? Because a lot of times it's tough to look in the mirror, right? You look at your business acumen, you look at where you are in your business model and, you know, where your trajectory is. Sometimes it's a little scary to look into that mirror and assess yourself. What do you have any maybe steps that might take place for an entrepreneur looking to self-assess their skill set and maybe do a little bit of soul searching?
Well, I think the one thing you might think about, or I might think about, is maybe my big win stories. Right after selling my companies, I did a self-check. What have I been good at in my life? What were my big win stories? I had a little bit of success in small business, had a little bit of success in coaching football and baseball. So I knew that I could do. Had one. One guy holding down the team at times, but normally I was pretty good at getting a good team together. But you know, I think you have to do a self-check. But I think the other thing that you can do, Marcus, is take people who you respect. Talk to those people who know you well enough to be honest with you, or know you well enough to be accurate in their assessment, and you know them well enough to know that they're going to be honest with you, and really ask them, what do you think? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What would you suggest I'm good at? What do you see in me that I might not see in myself? And let them rip. Like, let them have it.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. So that's number three. I think the fourth piece that we looked at is commitment level. How much people will go to war for you, right? It's like they talk about, like, take a bullet for you. You know what that's about in the Marines.
That's interesting.
You know, you go through battle with somebody in the Marines, you know which one of those ones have your back. Am I right?
Well, absolutely, right? I mean, it's bred in the culture, right, a little bit. So you talk about the culture of the First War, you know, you have a culture of the Marine Corps of having somebody else's back. You are instilled into a situation where the cream rises to the top a little bit because it's forced.
Yeah.
And I think that it's harder to find in a business setting where you're looking for the person who is committed, because they're got a good mouthpiece, or maybe they're a good salesman and they do their stuff, but yet again, they're the person who shows up on time and leaves right on time, and they're not putting in that extra effort that the entrepreneur is, the 24/7 or whatever the case
24/7, 365, right? Yeah, so some people really will give everything they have to a cause, and sometimes, you know, I always look at like commitment. It's the number one core value for any relationship, right? So whether it's to be a business partner or your wife, she may have all kinds of strengths. I may have all kinds of weaknesses. We may complement each other, but if we're committed to one another, you know, we will never leave. And I think that's what I see in businesses. Why do people fail? Why do businesses fail? It's because they quit. They quit on their commitment. And I think if you start off with a strong enough commitment, if you and I, Marcus, are committed enough to one another in a business or as father and son, I mean, that's unbreakable.
No doubt about it.
And I think you don't know that until you get in, go to war with people.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes you get lucky and you have that, but other times it's proven by being a battle buddy with that, but being in a foxhole with somebody.
That was going to be my next point is, I've always been told by my buddies they had my back in times of trials and tribulations. Well, when I took a bullet in the leg, my buddy Adam Maxey, under extreme machine gun fire, double leg slid into my area and started assessing me as a wounded partner. I'm like, man, that is a rarity. This guy is really putting his chips down where they count.
And you would do the same for him, am I right?
1,000%,
yeah,
buddy.
Exactly. That stuff is special. And the fifth time thing I look right, the first thing, right, be a rock star. I'm looking for somebody, secondly, that's hungry, looking for the self-awareness factor, always that commitment. And I think the other thing, the kind of the icing on the cake, you know, here I am with, you know, all these businesses. I want somebody who is complementary. I call it synergy, right? I'm hoping to invest, right? I envision having 100 business partners in my backyard. So at this stage, as an investor, as a person that's helping build business partnerships, I want somebody who brings synergy to the effort, right? Who helps with my security companies, helps with real estate companies, helps with construction companies. If somebody can come in and be complementary to this effort, wow, then they make a huge difference. So they need to be able to blend into our culture that we're creating here at Haney Biz. And if they have that, that's the fifth tool, right? If they can bring that, team attitude where they want to help bring what they
the intangibles.
Have. Yeah, the intangibles. Bring their intangibles to the effort. That's probably the last thing I look at when I'm looking at where am I going to invest? Who do I want in my foxhole?
So. Yeah, maybe a guy you want to bring over to the Mark Tank and have a cold beverage with or
Absolutely.
Something, right? You have somebody that you can sit down and get real with, right?
That's
and that can share your same vision and want to take on the world with you, right?
Yeah.
Just like you're doing with me on the show and in my life, and hopefully I'm doing the same for you throughout
you inspire
your show.
Me every day, Marcus. And I mean, you make it fun, though. I mean, this whole thing, I think whether you're at the beginning stages of your entrepreneurial career or you're at the end stages, right? We know weakness is waste time. When you're working on stuff that you're good at, it's fun, right? And, you know, that's kind of what I see here on these back stages of my life is, like, I got to be doing stuff that is fun. And it's fun hanging out with you, and it's fun having great business partners in my life. It's way more fun to build businesses with a teammate than it is to be off alone. At least that's me, Marcus. Not everybody's built like me. But if you are built like me, then, you know where to find me because, you know what? I am one of those guys that I hope I bring a couple of those tools to the effort, right? If you're out there and you're thinking about building your business, I'm thinking I'm one of those guys that brings a few of those tools. I bring a little bit of financial resources. I bring a little bit of experience. I build a little bit of team effort. And hopefully I can help some people in my life build some businesses and really change the trajectory of their career. You know that I have this dream of the 100 millionaires. Maybe there'll be a billionaire
in there
somewhere.
Up. I love it. Let's go to that. Let's go with that.
100 millionaire business partners in my backyard. Right now, I'm invested into a couple of dozen. Some are millionaires. Some are, you know, I'm wearing my SSI shirt right now, right? This company, one of my business partners.
Mr. T.
You know, his company, they're the largest. I'm business partners with a guy who's built the largest video security company for casinos in North America. These guys have, I don't know how many employees they have. They're 40, 50 million in sales, but they're dominant, and it's fun, right? It's fun being in business with a guy like Mr. T is who we're calling him. And you know what? He's in the backyard. He's like my he's my main man in the backyard as I build this thing. But you know what? I've had a few of these type guys in my life, and it just makes me think all the way back from laying in bed with my little brother as little kids, thinking about our paper route and how we're going to create these incredible enterprise and businesses together. You know, we had some success. We had video stores, we had security companies, now he's after the exit a few years back, he's retired. Here I am chasing entrepreneurial dreams of my own. So just if you are one of those people that's thinking, you know what, I want a business partner, I need a business partner, I might even want to be in Mark's backyard. Hit me up. Hit you up, Marcus. And,
please do.
You know, maybe, you know, my brother Paul and I, we had this special relationship. And, you know, after selling the companies, I know he's as happy as he ever has. And here I am. You know, that business partnership with my brother Paul has meant everything to me. I would be nowhere without him. So who knows? Maybe I'll be the Paul in your business partner. Let me know if I can help you. But either way, if you are fighting a good fight out there for our security, for our way of life, fighting a good fight for our freedom, you know, I appreciate what you do. If you're fighting a good fight for entrepreneurship, putting food on the table for your family, you know, we appreciate what you do. And to everybody out there who's got that business partner story that's helping change the trajectory of your life, never above you. Never below you, always by your side.